This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said he found leaders in the Middle East determined to prevent the conflict between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza from spreading.
We're heading now to Israel, where I'll have an opportunity to share with Israeli leaders everything I've heard thus far on this trip, and also to talk to them about the future direction of their military campaign in Gaza.
Blinken, in the region for a week of shuttle diplomacy, told reporters in Saudi Arabia that all of those he spoke to realized the extent of the challenges, adding no one thinks that anything will happen overnight. Analysts say Washington had largely excluded Turkey in diplomatic efforts to resolve the Israel-Hamas war, but as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the last few days signals things have changed.
Observers see the decision by Secretary of State Antony Blinken to start his latest regional Middle East tour with visits to Turkey's foreign minister and with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as symbolically meaningful. Analysts say Erdogan's backing of Hamas initially had Washington largely sidelining Ankara in efforts to resolve the Israel-Hamas war. But Blinken's visit indicates Turkey could have a role to play. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander in a strike in South Lebanon on Monday, sources familiar with the group's operations said, inflicting a heavy blow after 3 months of hostilities at the Lebanese-Israeli frontier. More than 130 Hezbollah fighters have been killed in hostilities since the group's Palestinian ally Hamas